faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message. And now, the adventures of Superman. Our story opens in the private office of Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet, one of the most powerful newspapers in the country. Seated with Editor White is a clean-cut young man in the uniform of an Air Corps lieutenant. They are both engaged in serious conversation when a knock sounds on the door.
I'm in.
Did you want to see me, Mr. White?
Oh, yes, yes. Come on in, Kent. Now, this is my nephew, Kent, Lieutenant Richard Miller. Dick, shake hands with Clark Kent.
How do you do, Mr. Kent?
Glad to meet you, Lieutenant.
Pull up a chair, Kent.
Okay. Well, I never knew you had a nephew in the Air Corps, Mr. White. Why have you kept it a secret?
Well, what do you expect me to do? Get out a special edition and announce it in a headline?
No, but it's something to be proud of. It isn't everyone who can wear silver wings for Uncle Sam.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Kent.
Let's get to the point. Dick's in trouble, Kent, and it may be serious trouble.
What do you mean?
Well, here's the story. Now, Dick's been in the Air Corps for more than a year developing a new type supercharger.
Huh?
He's been fooling around with motors ever since he was a kid.
Let me get one thing straight. A supercharger is used on a plane motor to develop more horsepower, is that it?
That's it. More horsepower and consequently more speed.
Well, anyway, the job is done. Now, tomorrow at dawn, Dick's test diving a plane equipped with this new supercharger. And he expects to be able to get 600 miles an hour out of it.
600 miles an hour?
Yeah.
10 miles a minute?
That's what I'm shooting at, Mr. Kent.
Wow. Well, you mentioned a moment ago that your nephew was in trouble, Mr. White. What sort of trouble?
I'm coming to that. This morning, Dick got a mysterious phone call at the airfield.
Yes?
The voice at the other end of the wire warned him not to make the test dive unless he was anxious to commit suicide.
Oh, that's strange, Lieutenant.
I thought it was a gag and forgot about it. Then that letter arrived by messenger.
What letter?
This one. Here. Read it.
You are heading for certain death. Don't make that test dive tomorrow. If you want to be smart, meet us at the corner of 12th Street and Block Avenue at 9 tonight. Come alone. You are being watched. That's quite a letter. Evidently, they mean business. Dirty business.
What would you suggest doing about it, Kent?
Why, meet them, of course.
Meet them? You mean tonight?
That's right.
Well, that's playing right into their hands.
Well, for a while, yes. Whoever's behind this is trying to sabotage our war effort and should be in jail. If you ignore the letter, you may never get a crack at them again. The best thing to do, Lieutenant, is to meet them. I'll follow you and keep an eye on things.
You'll follow him? Well, what good is that going to do? There may be a mob of four or five gangsters all armed to the teeth.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Oh, you're not. Who do you think you are, Superman?
Superman? No, of course not. Whatever gave you that idea?
Sometimes you sound like you think you are. No, Kent, this is much too important to play around with.
No, believe me, Chief, I know what I'm doing. As a matter of fact, I'll take Jimmy along with me just for appearance sake. If you are being watched, Lieutenant, they won't suspect a man and a boy on the scene.
Now, who's Jimmy?
He's our head copy boy in the Daily Planet. He's a swell kid. I've had him along on a number of assignments.
Now, look, Kent, I don't like
it's
the 7 idea...
7 o'clock now. You keep that appointment at 9, Lieutenant. And don't worry. Nothing's going to happen.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, we've been standing in this doorway for 20 minutes. What are we waiting for?
Keep your voice down, Jim. What time is it?
3 minutes to nine.
Won't be long now.
What won't be long now?
See that soldier standing on the corner, Jim? He's a lieutenant in the Air Corps.
So what?
He's waiting for the same people we're waiting for.
What people? Who are they?
I don't know.
Leaping mackerel, Mr. Kent. How can we be waiting for people we don't know? How are we going to tell when they come?
Shh, quiet. Here they are now.
In that car?
I think so.
Look, the soldier's getting in.
Yes, I see. Remember that license number, Jim? RJ652. Now get back to the office as fast as you can and give the license number to Mr. White. Tell him if I'm not back within the hour to check it and call the police. Now get going.
Okay, so long.
Well, this is beginning to look like a job.
For Superman. Off with these clothes. There, that's better. Now to follow that car without being seen. Up, up,
And away!
Red cloak screaming in the night wind, Superman, making use of his strange power of flight, hovers high above the city, and under cover of darkness follows the saboteur's car through the winding streets and out into a thinly populated suburb. As it turns into the driveway of a large frame house with drawn window blinds, Superman sweeps down from the sky and drops out of sight behind a clump of shrubbery.
They would have a hideout like this, a million miles from nowhere. See now, there are three of them besides Lieutenant Miller. And they're all going inside. I'll have to break in somehow. Now, maybe this rear window isn't locked. It isn't. I'm in luck. Now to climb in. There we are. Inside at any rate. Wait a minute. Someone's talking in the next room. There must be a connecting door. Yes, here it is. I'll take a chance and open it just a little.
As I was saying, Lieutenant Miller, you are very wise to follow our instructions. Very wise.
What is it you want?
A sensible question, Lieutenant. You would like either the blueprints or a model of the supercharger you have perfected for the Air Corps.
Are you out of your mind?
Hardly. We are prepared to offer you a large sum of money.
If you three rats think I'd turn over anything to you for all the money on God's earth, you're crazy. I'm getting out of here.
Good boy, Dick.
Not so fast, Lieutenant. You're not getting out of here. Not until we know what we want. You know, there are methods of persuading people to do things. Brick, suppose you show the Lieutenant one of our persuaders.
I think it's time I stepped in. Never mind, Fritz. Lieutenant Miller isn't easily persuaded.
Who are you? How did you get in here?
Never mind who I am or how I got in.
Look out, he's got a gun.
Don't worry, Lieutenant. Guns don't frighten me.
Happy boys.
Be careful. Don't get too close, either of you.
Now, what are you waiting for? I've got him covered. Grab him.
I'm warning you. Okay, you asked for it. All right, that's one. Now, who's
get
next?
Get next. Now, listen, you in the masquerade costume. This gun is loaded, and I'm not playing games. I'd just as soon finish you as not.
That suits me. Let's see who finishes who.
Don't come any closer. I said don't. The bullets, they bounced off his chest. It's impossible.
I think you've had that gun long enough.
Fritz!
That finishes you, Fritz. And that finishes you, whatever your name is. Now, Lieutenant, you can get in touch with the police and have these three snakes put where they belong.
I must be dreaming.
No. No, you're not dreaming.
But who are you? How did you get here?
I haven't time to explain. I've got to go now. There's a phone on the table. Call the police. So long.
Leaving the saboteur's hideout, Superman wings back to the city to resume his disguise of Clark Kent. Meanwhile, in the apartment of Gustav Heindler, leader of the espionage gang attempting to gain possession of the new supercharger, a strange scene is taking place. Heindler, heavy and gross, with tiny pig eyes that glitter like black shoe buttons in his fat face, is giving instructions to an underling.
I have just learned that something has gone wrong with Schlaus. We will have to proceed with our original plan. A test dive of the plane will be made at dawn tomorrow. No?
Yeah, at dawn.
Then there's no time to waste. You are sure you can get to the plane?
Positive. We have two men working as laborers at the airfield.
Good. Now here is the nitroglycerin capsule. It is to be attached to the speed gauge of the plane exactly as I have instructed. If the job is done correctly, the nitroglycerin will explode when the plane reaches a speed of 400 miles an hour. It will blow the plane to fragments. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Then go to work. Immediately. If we cannot have the supercharger and the cleverness of the man who developed it, neither will the Americans. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Armed with a deadly weapon designed to explode Lieutenant Miller's test plane in midair, Gustav Heindler's Nazi henchman proceeds to the airfield to attach the nitroglycerin capsule to the speed gauge of the ship. The following morning, as dawn breaks in the east, a trim, bullet-shaped plane climbs up into the cloudless sky. At the controls is young Lieutenant Dick Miller. In the observer's seat behind him is Clark Kent.
I still don't know how you managed to get permission to come along, Mr. Kent.
Oh, I have a few friends in the air car.
Yeah, but I don't see the point. Test diving isn't very pleasant.
It won't bother me. How high are we?
27,000. I'm going to turn her over in a minute. Is your safety belt fastened?
Yes.
You'll probably black out, that is, lose consciousness, before we come out of the dive, so Be sure that belt's good and tight.
Okay.
Can you see the speed gauge from where you're sitting?
The speed gauge? Yes.
Good. It'll help me if you yell out our speed reading as long as you're able to. You mind?
Not at all.
Okay, here we go.
Right.
Are you all right, Mr. Kent?
Perfect. Speed 180.
That's right. Give them to me fast.
220. 230. 240. 260.
I'm opening her up now.
290. 300. 330. 340.
That's perfect. Keep them coming.
360. 370. 380. 390.
Screaming through space, the test plane plummets toward the Earth, the red needle of its speed gauge quivering close to the 400-mile-an-hour mark, a speed we know will mean instant and horrible destruction. Can Clark Kent, even a Superman, save young Dick Miller from almost certain death? Don't miss tomorrow's thrilling episode of Superman in the Air.